you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Gulf Coast Air Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number to text or call. Todd St. Orz is here from Gulf Coast Air Care. Good morning.
Jenna, you're extra bubbly today. It's got to be the weather.
Oh my goodness. This weather is glorious. And I told everybody last night that we went to the beach and saw the sunset. And
oh yeah, it's been nice.
Man, we live in one of the best places.
How does it go? Thousands living like millions wish they could.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it goes out to...
I love that.
Golly, the mayor from years and years ago. I'm drawing a blank. Dang it,
listen,
that's terrible.
I don't know either, but
anyways,
we'll just
it's
say
written
mayor.
On the wall at the airport. So.
Okay, let's go to there. We'll go look at the airport. Hey, I mentioned before, and you were listening, that we have Jazz for Justice coming up, and you've seen one of the bands play before in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, Tuba Skinny, man. They're
Tuba
awesome.
Skinny.
You like jazz. That's your deal. I mean, I love Foo Foo Fest. We were trying to figure out an indoor air quality Foo Foo Fest idea for Gulf Coast Air Care, but a lot of it happens outdoors, or, you know, we're just enjoying the weather, so there is not a Foo Foo Fest from Gulf Coast Air Care. There's not an event. We're just going to participate and try and live normally and, you know, enjoy the weather and all the events in,
it's gonna be,
you know,
beautiful.
Northwest Florida.
That's right, but we can have a clean air festival in our home every day.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's true.
You like that? If we take care of our air filters and change them regularly and have
a good
one.
You know what I always say? I heard you say it earlier. If you don't have a good air filter.
You are one.
Oh, man, that's true. So now we are to, you know, we always talk about when the fair used to roll to town. I've lived here 35 years, and it's like, when does it cool down? When the fair comes to town, you know, and then we really can enjoy Foo Foo Fest because it's come on to us in the last few years. But what that cooling means, it means the air conditioners don't run as much. Hallelujah. Our power bill's not as high.
Yes.
However, it puts us on to the shoulder seasons. When we talk about AC and seasonal temperatures and all that kind of stuff. So let me explain that a little bit. I delved into it in the, there's an article in the newsletter about the shoulder season. Well, actually, I think that was last month. Either way, I'm going to explain the shoulder season. So the shoulder season, the peak is when the air conditioners are running strong. July, August, September, it's hot, it's humid. I mean, the air conditioner is just blazing away. So when the shoulder season rolls around, the air conditioner, it's cool out, so the air conditioner doesn't run as much.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when you don't get as much air conditioner runtime, you get the humidity that creeps up on you, and you're in the shoulder season. So you still need dehumidification, but if you're not running the air conditioner, how does that happen? You know, and that's one of the things that when it's cool outside, you'll notice that it's kind of sticky.
It still is sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the repercussions or what, I mean, and everybody loves, our secondary allergy season is over, you know, it starts to cool down, you know, because we have that first thing that kicks us in the spring, and then late in the summer, there's a lot of stuff that'll bloom and come out. We have a secondary type of allergy season, and we're about to roll out of that. But the air conditioners are still running. I noticed today it's kind of cool, but it's still a little humid. You know, I was just looking on the weather service before we started, and they're showing the humidity at over 80%. So, you know, that cool weather, is it feels better, but it's still kind of sticky. So one of the things that your air conditioning system will do when it runs is pull some of the humidity out. And in the shoulder seasons, that's when you start to notice, man, it's not as comfortable in here. What's going on? And people, they run to the thermostat and they bump the thermostat down. And so what we encourage everybody to do is first, before we take corrective action, let's get a tool. Let's get a a gadget or something that helps us to figure out what's going on in the indoor environment. And you know what that gadget is. You have one. It is a hygrometer.
Hygrometer, yes.
So, and that will give you temperature and humidity in the indoor space. If you get a little electronic one, you can find them at the big box stores, get them online. You can move it around the house. So if it's really humid in the master suite in the bedroom, you know, where those showers and baths are taking place, you move that thing back there, you will see, like, what's going on with the humidity back there when you move your hygrometer around the house. Hygrometer, hygrometer. And basically all it does is measure relative humidity and temperature. So you can balance that with your thermostat on the wall and see, like, oh, well, one of these is not accurate, you know. And I've seen thermostats that are not accurate in the past. So if you have that little tool, I mean, $8-$10, and you get a hygrometer, and then you have an additional tool that helps you figure out, like, well, it's not the temperature and the humidity. You know, you go out west and they say it's not the heat or it's not the humidity, it's the heat, you know. And they say that in Arizona out in the desert and all that. Well, here, it's not the temperature, it's the humidity that gets you. Because we live in this humid climate, so.
Yeah, where humidity is, there's moisture. Where moisture is, there's growth.
Right.
And then bacteria and
virus, mold. Oh. You know, so moisture supports all the stuff that's not good for you in the indoor environment. Microbial growth, bacterial growth, fungus, just everything. And, you know, we see stuff all the time. And we open up air conditioning systems, and if there's been any deferred maintenance on there, I mean, you just see this microbial growth in there that's not good, it's not healthy, and that's one of the things that we can help you with. So if you have a question about the shoulder season or where your humidity levels should be or, you know, anything that you're kind of not sure, like, well, I don't know what's going on, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care. We've been in business 28 years over in Gulf Breeze, 850-934-2768, or gulfcoastaircare.com is our website. And I just pulled up the website. I hadn't looked at that in a little bit. I need to get some of our Wall of Fame rock star. I got some guys that recently, my son and another guy, Will, that's been with us a couple years, they went and got certified as air system cleaning specialists. It's an extensive exam. They went and took the prep course, and, you know, they went to an event for 3 days up in Charlotte, and they're both certified now. So we've got more ASCS personnel on staff. Mm. And that's if you clean to the National Air Duct Cleaners Association standards when you do air duct cleaning and assessment and remediation on HVAC systems. There's a standard and there's a certification, and there's four of us now in the company that have that standard and that certification. And, you know, we're really proud of that. You know, back a few years ago, I had a lot bigger staff, and we had 8 ASCSs. We were the largest company. We're a small company, but the largest company in Florida with the most amount of ASCSs. So, yeah, and over time, we've, you know, our staffing has changed, and, you know, we've all been through changes from the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. So I still get, Jenna, every day, every week, I get questions that are related to indoor air quality and the pandemic together, you know, because people are, you know, there's a lot of information out there about, you know, the pandemic and mm-hmm. what makes you sick inside a building and what makes you sick outside a building and what makes you sick from the pandemic. I'm no doctor, but I can tell you, we do building science work. We do testing. We do evaluation. And we have a lot of experience. My staff combined has over 100 years of combined experience to be able to help you with simple and complex indoor air quality issues, duct cleaning, air filtration, the drain line, or, you know, really complicated stuff like building envelope issues and building science, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. So many different things. And we do have a question coming in, 850-437-1620. Please text in your questions or call. We like that too. Mm-hmm. So the question is, I have a 1,500 square foot home, one story home. The AC unit is about 10 years old. Do I need it serviced? Also, will the hygrometer fix the humidity issue?
No, the hygrometer is just a tool to indicate where you're at. So you want to be below 60 to stay away from mold issues. 60% relative humidity, 65, that is where, if you're above that on a regular basis, it's really uncomfortable and you have microbial issues. There's enough water vapor or moisture in the air above 60% relative humidity to sustain mold or mildew growth, microbial growth. The hygrometer is just a tool to kind of indicate where you're at. The comfort zone is 50 and below. From 50 down to 40, it is absolutely magnificent to be in that super cool, crisp indoor space. So the hygrometer is just an issue that will, or it's just a tool that will help you identify the issue. The fix for a house like that, so that's not a big house. One of my concerns is the air conditioner too big in that house, and could you be overcooling? So in other words, instead of the air conditioner run for a long, let's just say arbitrarily 18-minute cycle, if the air conditioner is really big, if it's oversized for the house, it'll run for 11 minutes. You get 7 minutes cut off per cycle of all that effort that would take humidity out of the house, because that's what a properly sized air conditioner does. It runs long enough to pull the humidity down. So, and the other thing is, how clean is the system? You know, what kind of filters are we using? How are we running the thermostat? How many people live there? Dogs, cats, zebras, the like. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we look at all those factors. There's a lot of things that goes into it. So call us at the office, 850-934-2768. But we recommend that you get a hygrometer and know what your humidity levels are in the house. And then, you know, it kind of gives you another place to start from. So,
yes, absolutely. And continue to send in those texts or call 850-437-1620. See the phone lines lighting up a little bit. Right. So hopefully we'll be able to talk to them.
My phone's blowing up over here too.
I know. I see you checking. I'm over here checking. It's okay. We're busy over here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. That's good. Also, I was going to ask you if you have any deals going on this month.
Yes. So we got a deal where they offered us some financing, and they offered us a deal on some whole house dehumidifiers, which is kind of a big ticket item. However, we're offering a $300 discount on the install of a whole house dehu. So if you've been on the fence and we've talked to you about a whole house dehumidifier, now might be the time. And you know, that shoulder season, it goes from the first or middle of October to probably the middle, end of March, maybe first of April, where the air conditioners are really not tasked with a lot of heat load. And so that's when that humidity creeps up. And the only way to fix that problem is supplemental dehumidification. Obviously, you want to have a clean system. You want to have a tight duct system where it's not leaking so that the airflow. I mean, if you got a 3-ton system in your house, you want 3 tons of air coming into the house. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no sense for it to leak out into the attic because it's not beneficial. It's not helping you either for cooling or dehumidification or, you know, comfort. So, but, you know, so now might be the time to think about the whole house dehumidifier. We set ours up to where it stands alone, pulls airflow into the dehumidifier, dehumidifies it, and then dump it back into the duct system. So some of them can be complicated. We have to go out and look and, you know, figure out where we're going to put this thing. So we got some special pricing from one of the outlets that we buy our equipment from. And I just kind of strong-armed them a little bit. I was like, hey, it's a shoulder season. I expect to sell quite a few dehus. And they're like, okay, let's make a deal.
So, you know,
I felt like I was in there with Monty Hall. Do you got a paperclip? Do you got a clothespin? Whatever. Yeah. I was like, no, but I need to make a deal. So
I wish I would have been there for that.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Todd, so, making a deal. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. It's ugly. Trust me.
That's so good. 850-437-1620. Karen from Pensacola is on the line. Karen, what's your question for Todd?
Hi, good morning. We're having some remodeling done in our home, and was wondering if we should probably have the AC unit cleaned or whatever you need to do with it afterwards.
Absolutely. That's a good question. So you definitely want to change the filters pretty frequently during the renovation process. So whatever's going on, filters are cheap. So change your filters out weekly. And then after all the dust settles at the end, and I can come out and do an estimate. We can look and see what it's going to take to clean the ductwork and the HVAC system, do an assessment. But we want to wait until all that renovation is towards the end when all the dust settles and then clean the system. You don't want to do it in the middle where they're still going to do some demo or some, you know, more remediation or remodeling. And then you end up with a clean system that gets dirty again from construction debris and that.
Right.
So, but yeah, you're on track there. And I mean, this summer and just this whole year, we've seen a lot of, I think the pandemic has made us all focus on our houses a little more. And so we're seeing a lot of remodel projects, a lot of real estate transactions where there's remodel going on. And that duct cleaning and that HVAC maintenance and renovation is a really important part of, you know, getting it set up for your new situation. Thank you for your call, Karen.
Yeah,
we appreciate
good.
You.
Now, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for that. 850-437-1628. Let's hop back to something real quick.
I might have cut her off a little bit. 850-934-2768. Talk to Vanessa in our office if you've got additional questions or want to set something up.
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry about
that, Karen. No, I also was going to say, when you're renovating, I'm always like, you see people, they seal up the ductwork
right
while they're doing renovations. I've also been in places where they haven't sealed up the
oh
ductwork.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's a huge potential problem because you're going to breathe in all those dust mites, all of those particles from drywall or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
we had somebody who took some popcorn down recently, and they were running the air conditioning because, I mean, it's hard when it's hot out to shut it off.
Yeah.
The filter collapsed. It was so full of stuff.
No.
It just buckled and folded into the return, and I was like, oh, this is not good. But there was so much stuff on that filter, and that's why you got to change it frequently. But, you know, a lot of the contractors, I mean, they want to work in comfort space too. So, you know, that's what happens is they run the air conditioner. You tell them, don't be doing that. And then they do it anyway. So
it's not bad enough that it's popcorn ceiling, which is terrible. But then it comes back and bites you again when you're trying to get rid of it.
I've seen painted coils. I've seen all kinds of stuff because they were painting and running air conditioner at the same time.
No.
Not again. Yeah, we had one this summer. I just told them, we can't get that off. You're going to change that coil out. So that's an unfortunate event. So anyways.
That is crazy. Hey, we have another call coming in. But real quick, our friend Henry, he commented because we were talking about how beautiful and how amazing where we live is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he reminded us, and I was going to say this, but I also don't like being wrong. Mm-hmm. But Henry told us that Vince Wibbs, yes, our beloved hero,
Vince Wibbs,
said, quote, Western Gate to the Sunshine State, of course, Florida, where thousands live like millions wish
they could.
All
right. Thank you, Henry. We appreciate that.
And Henry, thank you.
I just had a little, had a little brain bubble there, so.
Well, and I don't, like I said, if I'm wrong and then I feel, you know, stupid, I don't want to do that, so.
Right. He was a mayor a long time ago, probably before you lived in Pensacola. It's been quite a few years. So
a long time, but love the statue downtown.
Absolutely.
And love his story. So 850-437-1620. We have a few minutes left where you can get your questions in. We have Wes from Pensacola on the line. What's your question, Wes?
Hey, not really a question. Just I've listened to you all on the topic of AC for quite a while. Enjoy it. We moved here about 2 years ago, and I want to discuss vent placement and aim. The house that we bought had recently been repainted inside. All great, well, no problem. Started noticing in the guest bathroom that one of the bathroom walls that faces the outside of the house appeared to have like a bubble in it. And I started touching the bubble, and it was dry, of course, on the inside. But clearly there was separation of the outer layer of the drywall below that, and it almost felt like there was moisture behind it. Stuck it with a pin, and I had water coming out.
Yeah, that's definitely a moisture issue. So if it's in an exterior wall, it might be plumbing related, unless there's not plumbing on that exterior wall. The bathrooms are tricky because there's a lot more humidity typically in there. You got a bath fan in there that contributes, you know, a lot of things going on.
But we don't have any. It's unused bathroom, pretty much.
Huh.
Turns out that when they repainted, they put the vent register in the ceiling, pointed towards the outside wall. And what was happening was the cool air against the outside wall, which is a brick wall on the outside.
Yeah, you're getting condensation.
Basically, condensation in between the paint and the drywall, even though there's a vapor barrier there.
Right.
And long story short, I repaired the drywall and left it for a couple of days. Didn't notice the problem, but I also didn't put the vent back. And it turns out that it was simply the vent placement. I ended up talking to somebody and said, oh, yeah, if you've got a cold air blowing on an outside wall like that, especially when it gets heated and cooled from the sun, condensation occurs behind the wall, and in this case, it just bubbled the drywall.
Yeah, and, you know, so the design idea in HVAC, now the bathroom's a small room, so you probably got a lot of airflow. Maybe that bathroom's close to the air handler unit, but you want to blow the air on the heat load that comes from the exterior walls. In a small room like that, you can get to dew point and you get to condensation and sweating, and that's probably what's going on there. So either changing the style of that register or closing the louver way down or turning it the other way should resolve that issue. So, and we appreciate you bringing that up this morning, because that's we just go out and we pay attention to detail, and we see a lot of times where, you know, vents are turned the wrong way, or it's not casting the air into the room to do the best part of cooling that you can do. And you've demonstrated one of those things that, yeah, it's you're having trouble.
Yeah, keep it off the outside wall. We spun the vent around and haven't had a problem since.
Right. That's getting to dew point. So we appreciate your call this morning. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Wow, Wes, thank you for that. Ooh, boy.
I mean, those are complicated ones, and we see, you know, so in the height of the summer, we see people that their vents are sweating, you know, and so there's several things going on, just to follow on what he says. Maybe the thermostat setting is way too low. If you're running a house in Florida in the summertime at 68 or 70 degrees, you're going to have trouble. Mm-hmm. It's going to sweat. You know, the gap around between the cold air coming through and the gap around the sheetrock where the hot attic air mixes with the cold attic air causes that same thing like he's talking on his exterior wall. You know, so that boot to sheetrock gap can be giving you trouble. And, you know, all these are kind of, you know, we taper or customize our evaluation, our inspection, our estimates and quotes based on what you have going on at your house. And so if you need help, if you've got issues like that, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. If you want to send us an email, info@gulfcoastaircare.com. And, you know, we're happy to get some information from you, talk to you about your situation, provide a little education, and then come out and do an estimate, inspection, whatever we need to do to get you on the right track for clean, comfortable, cool, you know, healthy indoor environment. And energy efficiency is a huge part of that as well, especially with our energy costs going up and up and up.
Lots of costs going up.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's a whole different conversation, isn't it? We're not gonna open that can of worms over here.
Yeah, seal that can up right now. We're not going to trigger anybody. But we have about a minute left. So one more time, tell everybody about the great deal happening this month, which will, of course, help with that humidity in your home, and who to call
The newsletter's got four tips for you for the fall and getting ready to go into winter season. You know, check your drain line one more time, change your air filter, get a humidity monitor, get a hygrometer, and monitor the humidity, because we're in shoulder seasons. If you do need a dehumidifier, we've got a great deal for the month of August, or I mean October. What are we? October. Trick or treat.
Something.
It's coming. It's coming. So call us at the office at 850-934-2768. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. You know, we're out there in the marketplace. We want to help you. We want to educate you. If you have questions or concerns or, you know, things that, you know, somebody said this and then somebody else said this, I'm happy to give you an additional input or opinion on, you know, Dr. Todd, the house doctor says. I don't have a lab coat anymore. It's too tight
doctor.
For me. Yeah, yeah. So I'll do a house call at your house. Call me, 850-934-2768. That's Gulf Coast Air Care. And
thank
I
you.
Will be back. I'll get my feet clean after going to Suwannee.
Oh,
getting
I
a little,
can't wait.
Little dirty feet and some bluegrass going. I'll be back.
I want some pictures,
yeah,
all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'll be good. Patchouli and tie-dye. That's what's coming up for me this week.
I love it.
News, talk, traffic, and weather. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. WNRP. Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's 10 o'clock.